Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. The WDRT listening area is in a winter weather warning issued by the National Weather Service in La Crosse, which states the following, in effect from 6 p.m. this evening to noon Thursday, what? Heavy mixed precipitation expected, total snow accumulations of 4 to 8 inches, and ice accumulation of a light glaze. Where? Portions of north central and northeast Iowa, southeast Minnesota, and southwest Wisconsin. When? From 6 p.m. this evening to noon Thursday. Impacts. Travel could be very difficult. The hazardous conditions could impact the Thursday morning commute. Precautionary preparedness actions. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. And in the local forecast, today will remain cloudy with a high near 34. Tonight, snow, mainly after 10 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times. Low around 28. Breezy with a northeast wind, 13 to 16 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of 3 to 7 inches possible. Thursday's snow, mainly before 1 p.m., the snow could be heavy at times, high near 32. Winds could gust as high as 24 miles an hour from the northeast. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And in the news, in a report from the Wisconsin State Journal and also in the La Crosse Tribune, Senate Republicans approved two referendums Tuesday that are likely to appear before voters on the April 4th ballot. One, an advisory question asking whether adults should have to actively seek work to continue receiving taxpayer-funded benefits, and the other, an amendment to the state constitution changing the basis for how judges set cash bail in the state. Voting along party lines, the GOP-controlled Senate also rejected a proposal by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and legislative Democrats to substitute the welfare question with one asking voters if the state's near-complete abortion ban should be repealed. The benefits and bail measures next go to the Republican-led Assembly, which is scheduled to vote on the measure Thursday. If approved by both houses, the proposals would appear on the April 4th ballot. Results of advisory referendums like the work requirement one are non-binding. Results of the constitutional measure would be binding. The GOP proposal about welfare benefits, which passed with all Republicans and Senator Brad Pfaff, a Democrat from Onalaska, voting in favor, would ask voters, quote, shall able-bodied childless adults be required to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits? Pfaff represents residents in the WDRT listening area. The question would appear on the ballot alongside a high-stakes race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which will decide the ideological balance of the state's high court. The court currently has a 4-3 conservative majority. The winner is expected to play a decisive role in several upcoming cases, including the legality of Wisconsin's near-complete 1849 abortion ban. Opponents of the ballot measure are saying they see this move by majority Republican sponsors as a way of driving up Republican voters in the primary. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.